programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions on Come On.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are co-host G. A pandemic. Widespread paranoia. That's right. We're back, but it's like we never left. Time is a flat circle of monkeys. Guys, we're finally watching 12 Monkeys here at the Co-SG for the first time, for the last time. When was the last time you guys watched 12 Monkeys? The
movie? Never seen it.
Shut up, dummy.
There was a big run where it was on like cable all the time, and I would pop in and out of this probably in the last 3 years or so. It's calmed down. I haven't seen it. I don't know if that's right. It was probably right around pandemic time. You know, we measure everything by pandemic, so it's within the last 5 years, but you know,
you remember the beginning of the pandemic where we were still all tee-hee and having fun, watching Outbreak, watching Contagion.
I watched
the 12 Monkeys TV show. It was all fun and games. Yeah. Look at these weirdos wearing masks everywhere. Then it's I can't get boba tea at the mall anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, I could. Now you guys are all out there and it's filthy. So, Rob, when's the last time you watched?
It's been within the last 10 years, but I can't pinpoint. It was pre-pandemic probably, but I showed it to Mrs. Box Office.
Did she hate it?
I don't think she hated
it. I was like,
I don't think she was a huge
she's
fan.
Not of it, you know? She's not into it. She's not into it. Did you guys ever check out the TV show?
No, not yet. Not yet.
I think I watched a couple episodes.
The show's been over for like 4 years.
Yeah. I know, but it's been it's in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
It's in my mind. Is it a possible thing to watch?
No, it's on that Rob list of stuff I'm going to get around to. Ryan, did you know there was a 12 Monkeys show besides me talking about it?
No, I think I saw a couple episodes, if I remember correctly. I did not get into it, but
it was great sci-fi TV watching. You used to turn on the sci-fi channel.
Yeah, sci-fi, yeah.
Is it still called sci-fi? It still exists. I think Resident Alien's on the sci-fi channel.
Okay. I don't even know what number it'd be on my cable box, but I'm sure it still exists.
Do you still have the old same numbers where like 70 was Spike TV?
That's all.
50 USA, 51 TNT, 52 TBS.
I'll look.
Gotta be long gone.
Yeah, that's all
53 FX.
That's all pre HD channels. All the HD channels are either
800 or no, you just put a 5 in front of them.
Oh, 5 is like porn different.
Oh, no, no. Well, I think I was a Fios guy. You're a
Comcast, yes.
Yeah. So that's why mine were like 552. All right. Well, I mean, do you think it's going to hold up?
Yes.
Are we going to judge their pandemic handling versus ours?
No, because there's this all weird and visually odd. I don't think
I feel like
well, that's because they live underground for years.
I was like, yeah, we're judging theirs like way after it started, not like
like they don't get a handle on it. It looks like
right. Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement.
Yeah,
they don't get a grasp on it, and I think what we see is mostly like a prison. Isn't Cole a prisoner in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he is in the TV show. That's why. I've watched a TV show probably more recently than the movie, but you know, early pandemic, so 4 years ago. But once you watch Outbreak, which great, and I love a good pandemic movie. But yes, this one's weird, not steampunky.
I could say that. You could say that kind of like that steampunk look in the underground, you know, future stuff. I could see that. Not exactly steampunk. I know what you mean, but it's got that kind of
like future filth, know? I guess is what they would say.
Right. That's hot. Yeah.
Future, like Derelict, right?
Derelict,
that's what it is from.
Very similar. It's a different line.
But unfortunately, this movie is not streaming anyway. Except, wait, no. It's streaming on Stars. So if you have the Stars package, you can watch that. But I suggest listening at home, check your digital video library. You probably own a copy of 12 Monkeys in there. So let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. Oh, wait. Did I ask you guys if you think it's going to hold up?
Yes, we said yes.
Okay.
Or at least I did.
All right, Rob, you think it's going to hold up real quick?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where a bioterrorist will have had unleashed an apocalyptic plague upon humanity, one average Joe will embark on an insane trip through time to become the reluctant hero he is destined to be in every movie he's in. Starring Bruce Willis as John McClock and Bradley Pitt as Proto Tyler Durden. It's time to go back in time again in Time Hard 12. Time Hardest. Yippee-ki-yay, monkey fucker. We'll be right back.